Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Management decisions around the time of pregnancy in cows is critical to helping them through the process and keep a steady performance. Extension cow-calf specialist Casey McCarthy says an ongoing study at the University of Nebraska has been collecting data pertaining to all phases of pregnancy and has been gathered to help producers make profitable decisions. She says this program is continuing to study markers to even further enhance cows' performance during their pregnancy.
Well, I'm piloting a extension program called the Preg Card Program. And so it's looking at benchmarking reproductive performance measures. And so what I'm doing is working with producers and vet clinics to collect data at time of pregnancy detection to start looking at reproductive performance in their beef cows. So be it their heifers, their 2 and 3 year olds, or their mature cows, really looking at where they are at in terms of overall pregnancy rates, other management decisions throughout the year that could ultimately impact their reproductive performance as well. So last year I piloted this program for the first time. I had 13 different counties represented with over 17,000 cows. I had 5 different vet clinics that participated and a couple producers that submitted information. So really, really great start to hopefully continue to expand on that. We basically found about an 88% preg rate for last year, and that was over all groups. So from a dozen cows to over 200 cows. So that was kind of overall. That starts to tease out based on group size. And so it's really exciting to see the management practices that our producers are doing, what challenges we might be facing and ways we can start to help them troubleshoot and think about reproductive performance over those cows' lifetimes. So when we think about getting producers involved, we've been connecting and working with our local vet clinics, but you can also contact myself or some of our beef educators and livestock educators throughout the state. They have actual hard copy cards with the collection tools, or I also have a form that producers can provide their information via online. And then I'll summarize that and then send that back to them once we get that data in. When we think about data collection, the more the better, right? In terms of just power, being able to really start to tease out differences. And so I'd love to be able to double that number going into the second year of the program, really trying to help capture the more data we have, greater opportunity that we can actually start to tease out differences, help make more robust recommendations for producers. I think now's a great time as we start to think about moving into the fall. And that's why I'm really excited about this program, is capitalizing on technologies like reproductive pregnancy detection, where we can use palpation or ultrasound, right? Or even blood tests to be able to determine if those females are pregnant, which helps us make some decisions. So if we're thinking about our yearling heifers, right? What market, what direction are they going to go this fall if they aren't bred? And then what are we going to do with those cows? Are we going to keep them around? Are we going to sell them? What are kind of those strategies that we can think about using some of these technologies to help when we come and prepare for calving and being able to group those females accordingly to help maximize reproductive performance?
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.